David Crowe is our chief political correspondent. He's with the Melbourne Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. He joins us in our Parliament House studios. He's the chief political correspondent for them. He's one of our regular commentators. David, hello there.
Morning, Fran.
The government decision to sign off on Snowy 2.0 follows the $2 billion injection into the Emissions Reduction Fund yesterday. So we've got the climate policies of two former prime ministers rebooted by the current one. Does this make an energy policy, and will it all be enough to overcome the decades of uncertainty and division within the coalition when it comes to climate policy?
No, it won't be enough. There's a lot more that the coalition is going to have to do to settle its own energy arguments, which, as we know, have been going on for a long time now. Scott Morrison's finding the middle ground. You can see the middle ground in these 2 days. He's got Tony Abbott's policy yesterday, the Emissions Reductions Fund, and today he's giving the go-ahead to Malcolm Turnbull's policy, which was Snowy 2.0. The decision on Snowy was actually, I think, taken by the board last December, so it's been some time in the making. The investment that's required is interesting because I think originally it was meant to be all funded by Snowy itself, but now there's an equity injection by the federal government. So the cost of that is significant, and there'll still be some questions about the return on that investment.
And I suppose, will it be enough to convince the electorate? I mean, this has all come about, we think, because of pressure from some moderates in particular with the party, that the government has to do more to have some kind of climate policy.
Well, it's very interesting that the pressure from the electorate is really being brought to bear on the government now after last year's civil strife, basically, over energy policy, where we had Tony Abbott in one corner, Malcolm Turnbull in the other. There was pressure at that point to even walk away from the Paris commitment of the 26% cut in emissions. Now, you can see from the comments of Liberal MPs that they don't want to walk away from those kind of climate commitments. It's actually dangerous for them in the electorate if they do that. And it's a huge reality check after that disagreement within the party room last year. So it turns out that the call from Tony Abbott is not the call that a lot of those marginal seat MPs want, and that's why we're seeing this action from Scott Morrison.
Okay, and one Liberal candidate in Wentworth, Dave Sharma, he seems to have read the writing on the wall in his electorate anyway. He's given a speech saying that, you know, they need to be more credible. We've been flip-flopping for the past 12 years. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that's evidence of the reality that the Liberal Party and the Nationals, to a lesser extent, are now seeing in the electorate. Remember last year, after the Liberals lost Wentworth to Karen Phelps, there was this crazy idea from some Conservative commentators that Wentworth doesn't matter, as if they could walk away from those voters. Well, the election's 3 months away, and they've suddenly decided that they need to look after those voters and give them action on climate change, which is the message from the electorate that they're getting.
Well, I think there was the interpretation by many, including the leadership, I think, of the party, that climate change wasn't necessarily the message. The message was people were angry about Malcolm Turnbull. And while that was true, I think obviously the other was true too. And that's probably why we're seeing all this action from the PM. But David, at the same time, the government's throwing its support behind pumped hydro. It still has a policy to underwrite fossil fuels such as coal, which could undermine the business case for Snowy 2.0. So this suggests energy policy pulling in opposite directions, doesn't it? Is the government, what's the government trying to do here? Appease all states, all sides?
Well, I think in many ways it is, because it's keeping some of Tony Abbott's policy, keeping some of Malcolm Turnbull's, and it cannot afford to alienate some of the Nationals by declaring that the underwriting scheme will not support coal. And so it's still technically open to coal. Now, I think when Rod Sims aired the idea last year, and it was then picked up by the government, he didn't say that it was a fund or a mechanism to support coal-fired power. I mean, he didn't want it to be supporting one technology versus the other, and he wanted it to be encouraging competition. So, you know, I'm still sceptical about whether that underwriting scheme will actually support any coal-fired project. But they have to dance around that subject to avoid alienating some of their own Conservative supporters.
Yeah, and I think we could hear from the Minister there, there's no guarantee that any of these projects are going to be supported before the election. So it depends on the election. David, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
David Crowe is the Chief Political Correspondent with The Herald and The Age.